Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. So you can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube at Inspirations by God Ministry. Please download, subscribe, like, comment, and share. As always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come before thy throne of grace, O God, asking your Father God to look down upon each and every person, Father God. So many of us are going through so many challenges and difficulties, Father God. So many people are overwhelmed, Father God. So many people are overburdened, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for we are wearing multiple hats, Father God. Maybe someone has to take care of their parents, Father God. Maybe they have to take care of their in-law, Father God, have to take care of a sick child, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They have to do all of these things while working a full-time job, Father God. Someone needs strength on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone needs encouragement on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone needs to know on today that you have not forgotten about them, Father God, but you are right there with them, that you are giving them strength, Father God, even when they don't realize it, Father God, that you are giving them small victories even when they don't see it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, so many people are suffering in silence, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even when they don't see it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, so many people are suffering in silence, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So many people are crying silent tears, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So many people are just so worried and so bogged down with life and life's troubles and life struggles, Father God. So many people are suffering from childhood trauma. They're in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and they're still suffering from things that happened to them when they were a child, Father God, because they never dealt with it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And every time they got into another state of trauma, so that trauma just kept compounding itself, Father God. Trauma upon trauma upon trauma upon trauma. So before you know it, Father God, so many of us are overloaded, Father God, with trauma. So many of us are overloaded, Father God, with pain, with guilt, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But I pray and ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you will help us to release it, Father God, because that trauma, that pain, everything we're going through, Father God, sometimes we don't deal with it, Father God. We just keep it on the inside, Father God, but it comes out in our bodies, or it comes out in our spiritual man, or it comes out in our mental state or in our emotional state, Father God. Some of us are going through sickness, Father God, and the sickness has come from the root of it. It's our trauma, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I pray and ask you, Father God, each and every person who's dealing with trauma on today, that you will release them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to release that trauma, to release that pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to release that hurt, Father God, to release that distress, Father God, to release that unforgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that's holding us down, whatever that's holding us back, whatever is keeping us sick, Father God, help us to release it. Help us to identify it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to identify our triggers, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to deal with our triggers as we deal with our trauma, Father God, because a lot of times they are closely related, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I come and ask you, Father God, that you will help each and every person on today to release, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help us to release it, but don't allow us to be empty, Father God. Fill us with your spirit. Don't allow us to be filled back up with the pain and the hurt, Father God, but fill us up with your Holy Spirit, Father God. Allow your spirit to take the place of the trauma. Allow your spirit to take the place. Allow your spirit to take the place of the hurt and the pain, Father God, so that we can become more like you, Father God. So we can have a mind of Christ, Father God. So we can have a heart of Christ, Father God. So we can have an attitude like Christ, Father God. So people always say, what would Jesus do? So we can know what Jesus would do, because we would do the things that Jesus would do, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just pray and ask you, Father God, that you will be with each person on today, Father God. We're all in some form of struggle, Father God. We're all fighting something, Father God. And most of us are fighting something secretly, Father God, that no one knows about but you, Father God. Some of us don't even confess it to you, Father God. We think we can hide it from you, Father God, but we can't hide anything from you, Lord God. You know all about it, Father God. So help us to confess it so that you'll be able to help us to release it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you for what you're going to do in the lives of your people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, because we were all created in your image, Lord God. Each and every person that's on this earth, oh God, was created in your image, Father God. So we are all your people, Father God. We are all your children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. So I pray and ask you, Father God, that you help us to walk in the newness of life, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you help us to be released, oh God, from everything that's holding us down, everything that's keeping us sick, Father God, everything that's keeping us depressed, everything that's keeping us filled with fear, everything that's keeping us filled with anxiety, everything that's causing us to have panic attacks, Father God, I pray that you will help us to release it, Father God, and help us to understand what it is, because maybe someone doesn't even realize what it is. Maybe they think they dealt with the trauma, Father God, but they don't realize it's still on the inside of them. Oh God. So I just pray and ask you, Father God, that you will help that person, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe somebody thinks they're all good. Like, I don't have no trauma. I don't need to be released from anything. And they don't even realize what's on the inside of them, God. But you know what's on the inside of them, Father God. So I pray, Father God, that we can all have a talk with you on today. And I pray, Father God, that we all get real with you on today. And for those of us who may not know what's going on in the, on the inside of us, Father God, that you will reveal it to us, Father God, so that we will know, Father God, so we can deal with it, Father God, so that we will no longer suppress it, Father God, so that we would no longer run from it, Father God, but we would deal with it head on, Father God, so that we can be released, Father God, so we can be over, so we can be overcomers, because we know we have the victory, Father God, and I want us all to walk in the victory of Jesus Christ. And God, I thank you, and I praise you, and I thank you, and I praise you, I thank you, and I praise you, I thank you, and I praise you, I thank you, and I praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.